Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time now. Karen Braun of Reuters was on AgriTalk Friday afternoon, discusses the next big influence on the grain markets, the Planting Intentions Report.
You know, you saw USDA last fall, they came in at 92 million for corn, and then in February, they came out with a 94. So I know that, you know, Reuters polls will be out next Tuesday, but I do know that some of the initial numbers that we've gotten, actually, I think all four of them that we have so far are above 94, and two of them are above 95. Okay. So that's kind of where we're leaning. And you know what? That's actually a really good, a good place to be, because I looked at the historical data, as I always do. And anytime you have USDA kind of increasing by a significant degree, its corn acreage peg from that October initial number into February, that March number tends to be even higher than what they said in February. So kind of seeing them lean up so hard like that does tend to produce a fairly large March number. Now, what happens from there? You know, that's anyone's guess. And of course, with all of the drama going on geopolitically, really anything is possible, because if you remember back to 2020, when acreage intentions came out with 97 million corn acres, and that really shocked the market, you know, we only ended up with what it was. I think it was 90. It was like under 91, I believe. Yeah. It ended up being. And so, and that's because, you know, you had the pandemic unfold, you had prices collapse, a lot of uncertainty. So I think we have to keep that in mind, that in a year like this, when we have these other things going on kind of in the broader scale, you know, we can talk about what makes sense from, you know, a market standpoint, you know, with futures where they are, inputs where they are, and everything. But, you know, everything can be out the window really quickly. And 2020 was unfortunately a good example of that.
Mark Gold, top third marketing on Market to Market over the weekend.
Well, I personally think it's going to be bigger than most of the analysts are looking at. The average guess is about 94 million. I'm guessing it's going to be 94 and a half, maybe close to 95. From what I've been seeing and hearing from farmers all over the country, you know, it's the same old story we've talked about 100 times. Farmers love to plant corn, they love to grow corn, and they love to harvest corn. And I think the amount of fall work we saw this year tells us they're not going to change those plans. A lot of these acreage decisions are made a lot sooner than they have been in the past, and I think it's going to be a big number. The corn-bean ratio is a little bit over 2.2, which certainly indicates a little bit of a lean towards planting more corn, and I think that's going to come at the expense of soybeans. I think we're also going to lose some rice and cotton acres into corn. So I'm just hoping it's not, you know, a monster that's going to choke the market out here. If I'm right and we lose these corn, if we gain the corn acres, we'll lose the bean acres. So I'm not that concerned about the downside, but I don't like to predict prices. So just like I would with the corn, when I mentioned to Phil before, you know, putting on a cheap put just to get through the report. And I think the same thing can be had in the beans, by a cheap, you know, short-term $10 or $9.80 put, just to have something on just in case there's major surprises out there, because this report can be a major surprise. As far as the tariffs go, you can't play that game, so you've still got to manage the risk. And again, I think the puts are the best way to do that.
1 week from today, we get the USDA Planting Intentions Report. Mark Gold was asked, how big of an impact could it have on the markets?
Well, it could be real bad. If all these numbers that I keep seeing, these trends and the people I'm talking to are right, it's going to be over 94 million. Is it going to go to 95? Probably not. Maybe 90, you know, 4.5 to 94.8, somewhere in there. Is there a 96 out there? I doubt it. But if it happened, it wouldn't be a complete shock, I don't think, to a lot of people, considering everything that's been going on. So there's risk in this corn market. I think it's a short-term risk, because we're using an awful lot of corn. The export market is through the roof. We're 400 million bushels ahead of the USDA pace, which is about 158 million. So eventually we're going to have to see the exports move higher and the carryout in corn move lower. So if we do get a knee-jerk reaction lower on this corn report, at some point I'd be looking to buy call options for anything that I've sold out there. but I think I want to wait till after that report before buying those call options.
How about wheat futures?
Well, I think two things. Some of the weather that we're seeing in the Midwest, we've been incredibly dry. The drought maps show that things are not perfect for any growing season out here, a little bit too dry. If we stay on this dry pattern, it's going to be an issue in the months to come. So that's been one thing with the wheat. The other thing is the Russians attacked the Ukrainian port city of Odessa again, despite the talk of Putin saying there's going to be a ceasefire. You know, you take whatever he says with a grain of salt, and he continues the assaults. So I think that kind of perked up the wheat market. Plus, the Russian wheat prices are moving higher. Our prices are getting a little more competitive now that the dollar has gone from 110 down to 103. So if we could get it under 100, that would certainly be helpful for our export markets. But I'm a little bit friendly to the wheat market here. You know, the exports up until, you know, the last couple of weeks, we weren't too bad. Had, I think, a 500 and an 800 number out here. Now we're back to, it was 2-something. But overall, I think we're going to see our exports pick up with the Russians' prices moving higher. The shipping is going to be a big deal here. What is the president going to do about shipping rates and putting taxes on ships coming into our ports? So I think we have a chance to pick up some business out here. Hopefully that'll be the case.
Mark Gold on Top Third will discuss the cattle futures next after we check the weather forecast on Inside Agriculture.